Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Chuba, my baby. Chuba, back. My favorite classics. 23 after the hour. Thank you very much for hanging out with me. I'm Jim Blasingame. Appreciate you being with me today. Broadcasting live from the Insperity Championship, and it's a golf tournament that's dedicated to small business, and that's what they celebrate small business in this tournament. Insperity celebrates small business in their work, and that's what I do too. And we're talking to a great small business owner right now. Mike Inselman is a co-founder and the president of Metro Study, which is a small business. And how many full-time employees do you have, Mike?
74 full-time and a little over 500 part-time field researchers.
Field researchers, yeah. Mike's business, folks, is doing research on the single-family housing industry, freestanding homes as well as condominiums, wherever people live and they own the property, right, whether it's fee simple or a condominium. You guys know all about that. Every place that they've dug dirt and put a house or thought about doing it. Mike's folks, his organization tracks that, makes it available to companies who are interested in either building or loaning for the building or constructing or whatever. Mike, as you know, the one of the big headwinds right now in our economy is the housing industry. And we just can't seem to get any good news there, can we?
Well, it's been a long, slow slog, and we can see in our database a modest improvement underway. It looks like housing is for new construction is coming off the bottom, and we just did our first quarter field count, and in all of the major markets in the country, we cover 33 markets around the country from coast to coast, from mm-hmm. Chicago to Texas, and we see a 20% increase in new home starts just in the first 90 days of this year, and that's consistent with the National Association of Home Builders forecast that we're going to see a 17% increase in starts in 2012. So,
well, that's good news,
really,
and that's, and of course that's pushing, that's looking forward. But at the moment, housing prices seem to still be bumping along on the bottom, aren't they?
Yeah, but it's our opinion that that's going to begin to change. All the metrics are showing that the supply relative to the demand in most markets, particularly for single family housing, has begun already to stabilize, and mm-hmm. once that happens, then the next step is stability in prices and then recovery in prices. The right. National Association of Realtors resale inventory nationwide has dropped from a 12-month supply about 3 years ago to a 6-month supply at the end of March of this year. And it's within another month, between 5 and 6 months, is considered to be a fairly balanced market. And
right.
And you don't hear much about that, mostly because people are afraid of the hidden inventory of foreclosed properties that will they're concerned will overwhelm the market. But we think the inventories will be fed into the resale market fairly steadily by the lenders, and because it's in their best interest not to overwhelm the market with too much inventory.
Yeah.
So. It's a complicated issue, and let me make a statement that I think is important for all of your listeners to understand, is that they hear lots of reports about the national housing market, and I would tell mm-hmm. you that there is no such thing as a national housing market.
No such thing. It's all local.
Individual, local, regional market stands on its own, and what's going on in Houston, Texas is different from what's going on in Orlando, Florida.
See, that's the point that I made years ago, Mike, when people were talking about a national housing bubble. I said, there's no national housing bubble. I said, there are market housing bubbles.
Correct.
And, of course, at the time, we didn't really realize that there was more of a mortgage bubble than there was a housing bubble.
That's
but,
right.
But no, I agree with you. So all politics is local and all real estate is local. Here's what I want to ask you though, Mike. You know, baby boomers are going to want to sell their houses, their dream homes that they're in. They're going to want to sell those houses in 5 or 10 or 20 years. What are the generations coming behind us? Are they going to be looking for those kinds of homes?
Well, I think they will. You know, the baby boom generation up until recently was the largest American generation ever, and
right.
It is now it been exceeded by what is called the echo boom or the Generation Y,
right.
Gen Y people.
Gen Y.
Mm-hmm. They're all these young, funny-looking people that you see walking around playing with their Blackberries or iPhones and
right.
The high-tech generation. And it's actually a generation that's larger than the baby boom generation. So
right.
You take,
but are they going to? But are they? Is their culture, the Gen Y culture? Are they going to be likely to want to buy a $300,000, $400,000, $500,000 house?
Well, you know, the price range that they buy is all a function of their incomes. But I think you're right. There's a lot of study going on right now about the behavior and attitudes of the Gen Y people. You know, they tend to be more socially conscious, and they want to ride to the movie theater, and they want to ride their bicycle to the to the restaurant, and they want to ride to work, and all of that's kind of fine. But these are young people who haven't figured out what their life is going to be like. You ever
when they
remember,
figure it out, I hope they want to buy my house, Mike. Hey, Mike, it's metrostudy.com, right?
You bet. metrostudy.com.
We're going to keep in touch with you. You got a lot more to teach us. We'll get you back again real soon.
Okay, man. Enjoyed it.
Mike Kittleman, ladies and gentlemen, with Metro Study. He'll be back another day. I'll be back after these messages. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.